Hello? Hello. Thanks for coming out to the SF Raves 10-year anniversary. For those who don't know, my name is Terry Estioco. I'm the SF Raves list moderator. And, yeah, it just means I get to read all your emails. But so since this is such a milestone for the list and for the scene, we're going to have a few people talk for just a few minutes. So the first person we're going to bring out, I remember him from when I joined the list in 95. His name's Ethan Miller, and he's with the Friends and Family Collective. And so here's Ethan.
Well, thank you, Terry. How's it going, SF Raves? Yeah. Woo! 10 years. Incredible. I remember 10 years ago when I first started going out to raves, back when dinosaurs still roamed the earth. Being amazed that I discovered what appeared to me to be a totally new form of social organization, of people getting together, dancing together positively, smiling, taking those smiles back out on the street in the morning, and really bringing a whole new level of positivity to the world. And then I discovered SF Raves, and I said, wow, here's yet another level of social organization behind the whole thing. And here was a whole community of people that was not only going out and partying, but talking about it and thinking about it and figuring out how to make it better for everybody involved and how to spread that positivity and really keep it going. And the lessons I learned in those early days of raving in on SF Raves really ended up fueling many, many years for me and for, I think, a lot of people of how to keep building this thing and keep making it happen and be positive and keep organizing events that are better and more meaningful for the people involved. And I think I actually have to credit, to a large extent, SF Raves with really getting a lot of the Bay Area underground going. And that underground, as we all know, is so amazingly vibrant. There's so many great collectives out there doing great events full of love and full of energy. So standing here 10 years later, I'm tremendously thankful for SF Raves having gotten the whole ball rolling and putting us all in touch with each other so that we could throw great events like this one. And also, as we stand here, it's clear to me that we're very much at a time in the world where we badly need positive, peaceful, and organized people. So my wish for the next 10 years of SF Raves is that we continue to be positive, peaceful, and organized people, which create amazingly beautiful alternatives to all the ugly shit that's out there trying to bring us down. So let's keep doing it. Let's keep throwing parties. Let's keep working together to keep making beautiful, positive, peaceful places to be with each other. Thank you.
Thanks, Ethan. Okay, next person we're bringing out should need no introduction. This is the List Daddy, the guy who came up with this wacky idea to start this thing. His name is Brian Bellendorf. Here he is.
Thanks. I don't have like a whole lot that's prepared or anything like that. And being called List Daddy is like way overkill sometimes, you know. What really happened was, you know, a friend of mine, I just started going to school at Berkeley, learning about this thing called Unix or whatever, and a friend of mine said, do you want to start a mailing list about something email-based, you know? And I was like, yeah, maybe. And I had moved up to Berkeley. I couldn't find any parties going on. I would find flyers for 21 and over kinds of things, but being 17, I couldn't really enjoy any of that. So I said, yeah, there's probably people out there who, you know, want to go to parties too. So I started that, posted to some music lists, and the first day, like 60 people joined, just out of nowhere, people I'd never met. Some of them are actually here today, actually. I think Niels Meyer and Michael Gold are two, and I'm sure there were a couple others. Maybe Derek was one of the first on that first day too, I'm not sure. But it was there. There was a community there. And what I came to realize over time was that the Bay Area has had this long tradition of being about celebration, being about having parties, being about being a freak, right, in a great way. But going back to the 1850s, you know, and when the gold rush and being the what was it, Baghdad by the Bay or the Barbary Coast or something like that. But, you know, you look at almost any period of time in San Francisco's history and there's this notion of being a radical, of like getting out, but also, you know, not just being about political radicalism, but being about self-expression and things like that too. And whether it was the acid test in the 60s or disco in the 70s or I don't know what in the 80s, but we, you know, raves were it in the 90s. And what made it kind of special is there was like this infrastructure in the Bay Area, it felt like, of people who were helping each other learn how to have a good time and be safe about it and care for each other about it and not feel like they're being cheesy when they do it too. And so I guess I say that to say that, you know, SF Raves is and has been this great kind of nexus for people to get together and to find other people interested in going out to parties and doing other things. But we're part of this continuum of history, and I think that's really great. And that, I think, means that we're going to be here for another 10 years. You know, maybe not us ourselves, but maybe so. I'd probably be standing here in 10 years. But it'll go on. It'll continue. And what's been really nice to see about the list is the way that we have carried on throwing parties and helping each other learn how to throw parties and talk about and be critical of the scene sometimes, you know, and help each other grow. So, yeah, and you know, people get down on each other for flame wars or whatever, but the point is we're talking. We're learning about what works and what doesn't work when it comes to music and throwing parties and watching out for each other as we go through this crazy thing called life. So I want to thank everyone who's on SF Raves for making it what it is. You know, I still read the list. I still catch up on things. Sometimes I even post when, you know, you catch me in a good mood or whatever. But it's still a really positive thing. And all of the things that have sprung out of it as well, whether it's, you know, groups like FNF and Cloud Factory and Moksha, I think, and other things. And yeah, great. And or even like companies that have sprung out of it. I know lots of companies that are founded by people who found each other on the list and said, hey, let's go do this fun thing. So it's been this great positive force, and I want to thank everyone, and let's keep it real. So thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Okay, next person is one of the many volunteers of the SF Raves list, and none of us get paid. We just do this out of love, and Karina has been doing the calendar for more than 5 years. Five plus years, she's been spending basically putting the events together. So when you want to go to a party, it's there for you. So here's Karina.
I had this big, long, prepared speech, and we had several shifts in our schedule today, and so I decided to just go ad hoc. The first thing I want to say is thank you very much for being here today. Without the countless hours that the staff, without the many hours that you've spent going to parties over the last years, you have the memories that you take with you, and you're part of the memory of 10 years of SF Raves right here, right now. I'm happy to say that I enjoyed parties here in the Bay Area for the last decade, and sometimes getting caught up in the old memory of the way things once were, the one thing that I've kept forth going with me that's kept me strong over the last decade is the love that I found in the scene. And there is love all around you. That love itself produces peace within myself. And I know this sounds like the whole line of Plur, but back then, it was all about family. And a lot of those people are still a part of my life now. And it really has created an extended family for myself. And I just want to say thank you for being a part of that. Because the one reason why I'm here and the reason why I give all my time is to give something back to SF Raves for all the things that has given me. And I know I can't speak on the behalf of every person and all their experiences here, but I know that those memories that you have is what you take with you going forward. And no one, not a cop, not law enforcement, not legislation, can take that away from you. And it's the unity that you find within yourself and the love that you have for the music, the passion that drives you in the scene, and whatever myriad of other reasons that you have that cause us all to be here gathering now. And I'm just very thankful to be here. My first party 10 years ago was Sharon Hardcore 2. It was on June 9th, 1992 at 8th and Brannan at the Concourse Exhibition Center. That was my first introduction to parties here in the Bay Area. And I continued it with a three-night in a row stint over a weekend, second being Fantasia at Thunder Bay. And last night, for the first time in 10 years, I had the honor and the opportunity to attend an ASR party that was very close to the same spot that I partied for my second night 10 years ago. And it was kind of like an epiphany for me in a sense of all the memories and all the things that collectively I wanted to say here, but the one thing I do want to say is thank you. Because if it weren't for you, sharing your time, your energy, your effort, your devotion, your passion, and love, SF Raves wouldn't be what it is today. And whatever love means to you, that's what you carry forth. So I just want to say thank you very much, and I'm very appreciative that you're here today.
Okay, last up before we bring up Amber and Dragonfly, we have Apollo, who has been in the scene for a long, long time, and he's active on the list right now, and he's kind of started this Moksha tribe thing, which is kind of cool, too. So here he is.
Ravers, hey! I do have a prepared speech, but it's mercifully short. But I have to say, I guess I'm living evidence that dancing for 25 years and leading a dissolute and wild lifestyle isn't really bad for you. So, here I am. Come on, dancing. So I wrote something that I sort of borrowed from Abe Lincoln, the Gettysburg Address. Now I'm going to call it the McLaren Address. 10 years ago, Brian Behlendorf brought forth upon the internet a new electronic community. Conceived in the freedom of expression of the early rave and house music culture, and dedicated to the proposition that, as Brian put it, our method of communication could be a model, a basis for something bigger. Even as we were having the time of our lives, we began to identify things in the scene, and even in the world, that we wanted to see changed. SF Raves became a channeler for memes, for emotions, for expressions on what house culture is and how San Francisco is, could be the center of it all. Now we are engaged in a war of oppression, testing whether this loving family, this rave community, and our brothers and sisters worldwide, uniting the ancient consciousness-raising, ego-melding, boundary-dissolving, nonstop dancing to a tribal beat with modern electronic technology can long endure. Why do they fear us so, these puritanical, spiritless oppressors? Because, as Jacques Applet said, music is prophecy. Its styles are ahead of the rest of society because it explores, much faster than material reality can, the entire range of possibilities. It makes audible a new world that will gradually become visible, that will impose itself and regulate the order of things. To these puritanical people, I say, you with no groove, you with no rhythm. You who fear that perhaps we are right and that our music is more powerful than you. You with a weak mind and soul. Our music, our dancing bodies shall prevail. It is for you, SF Ravers, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work that your brothers and sisters began 10 years ago. It is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that this family of ravers shall have a new birth of freedom and creativity, and that this art of raving, constructing temporary autonomous zones where bodies and spirits can unite as one, in peace, love, unity, and respect, shall not perish from the earth. Yeah. Rave on, ravers! Love y'all.
Thanks, Paulo. Okay, that concludes our speakers. We're going to pump it back up right now with Dragonfly and Amber.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much for coming.
Do you fuck as well as you dance?